Well, hello there. My name is Esmeralda Lopez, but you can feel free to call me Esme. And you're listening to episode 1, Who and the Why, of the unheard story about Arab Springs and the revolution. Hey, make sure to stay tuned to learn a little bit more about this incredible revolution. Although this revolution isn't as common as the rest, I can assure you it's really interesting. Let's get started. Do you happen to know the definition of revolution? Well, if you don't, I'll give you the definition. Actions that lead to a government or social order in favor of a new system. You see, for a revolution to occur, there has to be a main reason. It may be, let's say, unfair treatment. But you must also know that a revolution cannot just happen from one day to another. A revolution takes lots and lots of time, even years. In this case, you'll learn what caused the revolution to occur, the reason behind it, and you will also learn certain events behind it as well. Well, now that we know what revolution means, let's talk about the Arab Spring Revolution. Heard of it? Oh wait, does it sound familiar yet? No? Any luck? Well, don't worry. If you haven't heard of it, this revolution occurred in Arab. Of course, right? It's in the name. Well, it was a series of anti-government protests, uprisings, and armed rebellions that spread across many parts of Arab in the early 2010. If you really think about it, it wasn't that long ago. Why did it begin? Well, you see, it began in response to oppressive regimes and a low standard of living, starting with protests in Tunisia. Well, you must know that it all began in a place I just mentioned, Tunisia, a country that had been under the allegedly corrupt and authoritarian rule of Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Well, I have a question for you. Who was involved? Think about it. You see, from Tunisia, the protests then spread to 5 other countries. Yes, you heard it here first, folks. 5 other countries. Which are, right? You must wonder. Libya, Egypt, Yemen, Syria, Bahrain, where either the ruler was deposed, yes, you heard it, deposed, or major uprisings and social violence occurred, including riots, civil wars, even insurgencies. Yes, all these things happened. Shocking, right? Yes. This was my same reaction. I had never heard of this revolution. And let's just say it's really interesting. Well, you see, like I said before, for a revolution to happen, there must always be a reason. And a revolution does not just happen from a day to the next. Well, folks, I have something sad to say. We have come to an end. If you enjoyed this first episode, be sure to not miss out on the next episode, because I can just tell you this right now. You will regret it. What will we talk about in the next episode though? Well, you see, we will talk about certain things like leaders and their roles, and we will go over the reason as to why this revolution occurred. Yes, the good part. Well, don't miss out and stay cool and peace out. Bye. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen.